What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we talk about all the good things, all the bad things, all the medium involving friends, family, loved ones, current events, black men, husbands, fathers. Mm-hmm. It's called Let Us Tell It, because it's like, hey, tell all the other outlets to shut up. Let us tell it, because you're talking about us. You're talking about black men, black fathers, black husbands.
Mm-hmm. And we have an opinion, too.
We have an opinion.
You feel?
Every Damn single right. week, mostly, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest, because pressure bust pipes. This is a perfect place to vent. If you want to vent something, put it down below. Patreon, they on here with us. You got Greg and Mel's Patreon. You got me and Angel's Patreon. You can be a part of that. Vent it down below. They watching us live. We watching them. They got comments coming in. We've been talking to them for about 10 minutes or so. Goose, what you need to get off your chest, man?
Before that, y'all seeing my ankles.
Yeah, your ankles is out. They lubed.
You got
some lotion on them.
These man say lubed. they ain't ashy.
Moisturized.
But they there, because it's like a workout type of outfit. You know, it's just they just going to be out. I keep pulling my pants down so you wouldn't see them. But
go on, show your ankles, man.
I know. But be it feels kind of funny, like with the cold air hitting it.
I could imagine. I always wear long socks when I got on. Unless it's some, well, joggers, it makes sense.
They out. Accept them. Embrace them. Let's get this. I want to get this off my chest. All of these surveys about black people that people just be making up.
Yeah.
This survey I got served to me this morning, 70% of black men's children hate them. 70% of black men's children hate them. How is this survey even taken? Well, who did the survey? Then you got, by 2035, the black community net value or value is going to be at zero. 2035. We 2024 right now. So you're talking a good 10, 11 more years. The black community going to be worth $0.
That's the same year you ain't going to be able to buy brand new gas cars in California. Literally.
So, what's another one? 97.3% of black men aren't in the household, or their absentee fathers. All these surveys are about how bad the black community is. There's no other surveys about any other race or any other group but black men. And then it's these outrageous claims.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit.
This is my take on it.
What's up, your take?
70% of these kids is badass kids, and their daddies is getting them in line. So they hate
that. That's the survey. That's the survey.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. We the disciplinarians, so yeah, you're going to hate us. But who's doing – hey, young man, we're doing a survey today. Do you hate your dad? You do? All right. Hey, who's serving these kids surveys? And they're like, yeah, I hate my dad.
It's like the ROTC and the Army. They just going to recruit kids' opinions in schools.
All this shit be propaganda, man, and people be pushing it out there into these internet worlds and stuff to make you feel like, dang, by 2035, we ain't going to be worth nothing. Look, if by 2035 or 2050 or whenever the black community is at net zero, that means everybody else will be at net zero. Because we buy, we splurge on everything. So all the name brand clothing, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all that stuff, we buy all that stuff. They ain't going to be making no money if we ain't got no money. If the women don't buy weave, they ain't going to have no money. Matter of fact, the simple fact that black women exist black women by themselves will not allow themselves or the black community to go net zero.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
My wife, kudos to my wife, she got fired from her job, let go, as she says, and is already replacing the income.
Double.
From her lost, from the lost job. Black women is not letting that happen.
Yeah.
If they have to carry every black man on their back, black women be carrying it. They care about everybody. They probably have the black community, white, Asian community. They will carry everybody before they allow us to be at net zero. Stop all these old dumbass surveys about black men. Go, where the surveys about the Asians and the Indians and the Mexicans and the white folk? What surveys about them? Where they going to be in the next 10 years? Oh, dumbass.
That's what Amber said. Speaking as a researcher, that survey is biased and harmful. Black fathers are very nurturing and, hold on, nurturing and more active parents than their counterparts. The survey speaks old and dangerous stereotypes.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to say. These surveys, they not real. But I was going to definitely say the same thing. That black women alone will not. It's not even that black women won't let it happen. It can't happen because of black women.
Yeah.
Because they're going to own some shit. Black women is going to own some businesses. They're going to be successful.
Yes.
They're going to be running things just because that's who they are. Yep. <It's> like,
so get out of here with that bullshit.
But you know why you seen that, Goose?
Why is that?
Stop looking up the stuff you be looking up.
Man.
Your phone is speaking.
This algorithm got me.
This algorithm got you in a chokehold.
I done went through my phone and erased so many platforms, so many, what is it called?
Research, search history things?
Something, pages.
Oh, thank you.
Certain pages I erased. I go on to certain posts and they were like, interested? No, stop serving me this. Not interested. And then this big booty girl will just show up on the next thing. I'm like, man, I said, not interested.
You know what I just did say? I shouldn't even tell Angel. I said, man, I had to stop looking at like workout stuff. Because the workout stuff, eventually some chicks in bikinis going to show up. And you know, Angel be on my account. She'll be like, why is all these half naked chicks or fully naked chicks on your phone? She was like, I'm like, that's what happened. But since I done put it out there, I'm just going to keep looking at them.
Hey, this ain't even on my topic list today. These workout outfits girls wear to the gym.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
Are crazy, crazy. I'm talking about all up in your booty.
The wedgie pants?
Yes.
The wedgie pants is crazy.
I'm talking just, and then the back be out right below the top of the, right there, that little, that small part of your back.
The small.
The intimate part where you don't touch with no other man's wife.
With the two dimples
y'all, just be right there. Yeah. And then they be on these workout machines where you working out your hamstrings and you got to bend over.
Yes, hold up.
I'll be on.
You know I be doing my physical therapy, Goose, when I'm working out? I'll be looking back at it.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Because I got my hamstring and my lower back. I got to get it right, so I got to.
I don't even want to visualize. This time, I'll be looking at my phone and just swiping. Mail might be over here. And,
Goose
line. No, Goose line. I'm saying.
Boy, look at that. Look at that.
I might look at it like, oh, snap. Look back, Mel, right there behind me. Oh. I had to drop my phone before she see it.
Oh, Amber, you finished your PhD in May?
Woo.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. PhD.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be out here listening to our asses. Hell, they're going to take some points from you, some credits.
Man. But anyway.
Y'all congratulate Amber.
Congratulations, Amber. Do you wear those outfits at the gym, Amber?
No. I thought it was bad, so... Me and Angel, we lived in Van Nuys, California, in San Fernando Valley. That's the first apartment we had was in Van Nuys. I used to go to 24-Hour Fitness in Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Yep.
You know, especially first moving to California, like, that was a thing. Like, I knew and I always heard, like, Van Nuys was, like, the porno capital of the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Working out at that gym.
Didn't know that.
Literally.
shit you not, Goose, there would be women working out in that gym in the skimpiest. This is before the wedgie pants came out.
Mm-hmm.
See-through leggings and stuff, working out. Everything you see people working out, they doing it in heels.
Mm.
High stiletto heels.
What was
and this was back like 2007, 2008, 2009 Work in heels.
My question is
squat game.
That's
on
what
point.
I'm saying. Okay.
Makeup fully done, no sweat.
My question is this liberation for the women? Like, is this, I'm comfortable with my body. I should be able to wear what I want to wear. You know, am I being chauvinistic about, like, I'm confused. Why are you wearing this to the gym? Is that, is there a limit to what you can wear to the gym? Is it?
Well,
because this is lingerie, man. The stuff I'm seeing, it be, I mean, one little poop to the side, we doing it. I can see the imprint of the poo nanny. Like if they ain't shaved, you can see the little hairs. Like, come on, man.
I've never seen that, Goose. You looking that close?
Huh? Well, sometimes you don't have no choice but to look that close. You walk past somebody bench pressing, a girl bench pressing, then you know how the women be bench pressed. They be like this.
Legs wide open. No.
They come. Then they, and it be right there. It be right, and I'm walking by. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm right. Little Cookie Monster. Oh, don't let me get started with the hip thrusters. They love doing the hip. Then you squatting, man. Hey, I have. Oh, you see,
I'm just trying. I'm just waiting. Your ankles is out, man. Just let them be out.
But I have self control. I'm not staring. I'm not.
Sound like I'm not. You're doing some studying.
I'm not gawking at you. But the outfits be crazy, man.
So, is what I say. Going to that gym, I would see dudes jogging to the gym, shirtless. You smell a little summer. They take their shirt off, jog to the gym, walk up in the gym, no shirt on. They might put a tank top on. Ain't nobody said nothing to him. I didn't know this till Angel pointed it out. I used to wear my gray sweatpants to work out to the gym. Apparently, that's a big no-no. Can't walk up in there with the gray sweatpants on. After I found it out, I used to put the towel and just drape the towel over my piece. Dudes working out, you know, they be working out in the short shorts now. What's wrong? It's the only thing I'm going to get at. This is the only thing I'm going to say. If a woman is going to be sexualized by a man, that shouldn't stop her from being able to wear whatever she wants to. Mm. A lot of it does seem like they trying to catch attention, but if that's what she feel good wearing. Oh, it's nothing. Here's the thing. This is what Angel would say.
Mm.
It's nothing wrong with what she's wearing. It's how you're viewing what she's wearing.
Okay. So, I'm learning how to talk through my thoughts. So I'm not saying nothing's wrong or nothing's right. Yes, if a woman feels comfortable wearing that stuff, by all means, wear it. I enjoy it. You can wear it.
I thought you weren't paying attention to it.
No. I can't help but to pay attention to it when I'm walking by and you half naked. It's all good. You can wear what you want to wear.
Remember, dudes used to wear the halter tops, the tank tops back in the 80s?
But
the stomach out.
See, that's what I don't have a problem with. Like a halter top, cool, with some pants. cool.
Where's the line,
it's,
dude?
It's like the material be it. There's no line. I don't. I hey, do your thing. I enjoy it. I'm just you know.
What? Yeah. We go because Goose is losing. He's at a loss for words.
I am.
Soon
I
as just, Goose goes.
What? Hey. Oh, since we on this, what be tripping me out too though is when the women. They set up the cameras to film themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way they position it, you can see if somebody's looking at you walking by, mm-hmm. right? And then they post on Instagram, look at this guy looking at me with my big ass, bare ass in the gym. So guys just like, dang. And then they zoom in on the guy as if he's a pervert. But you fine as hell. Booty naked. This is a strip club. You ain't
Goose
working.
Who's working it out? Working out some issues on this episode. Hold up. This is what's over the top.
That's why I be on my phone. Not interested. Not interested. Not interested.
But at one point, your phone was like, "You interested in this?"
Because I'm trying to grow my glutes. I'm trying to see how to grow.
You ain't going
to
grow no glutes without seeing some women. Hey, that, don't nobody grow glutes like women.
Oh.
But nah, speaking of, it was this chick. Man. She used to work out in that same gym. And she would moan extremely loud. Literally, like the whole top floor, like over the bench press, squat machine, all the like the real heavy stuff was on that side. And she'd just be over there just, like... Like, you know, like, it don't take that much to live. And it was to a point we would all, like, laugh. Like, you trying way too hard, man. Yeah. Stop it. It's enough thirsty dudes around here. They will come at you. You ain't got to do all of that.
I got it. Now, my question would be this. If Coretta Scott King was working out, would she work out in that outfit? Moving on. All right, let's go. I'm just saying that because of the dude, man. You know, I'm
these outfits were
a little funny.
Then.
It's a little funny. Jonathan Majors, Coretta Scott King. You know, you get it. All right, keep wearing your outfits. I enjoy them.
Horrible joke.
Was it?
It wasn't funny.
Hey, man, we a duo over here. You supposed to laugh at my shit.
I'm laughing now, Goose.
That was not funny. Oh, man, where are my notes at? Yeah, did you have anything on your chest?
I did. I don't remember what it was now.
All right, well, let's talk about chest.
I got wedgie pants on my chest, on my mind.
Man. Oh, and then women to do this. Hold on. Y'all come to the gym with the shirt on, right? Y'all will literally tuck the shirt in the back all the way up, damn your back, to show your ass off.
Huh?
You ain't seen this? They have regular shirts on. Literally, they will tuck the shirt. The shirt will cover
you need a home gym.
I'm building mine.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
He gonna still be coming in here with these same stories. I'm like, Goose, but you work out of hell. That's what I be telling Mel. She ain't got me. I'm trying to work out. She all bent over.
Mel can come in there booty naked. It ain't gonna make me none.
Yeah, it will, because you ain't gonna be working out.
Nah, I won't. I'll be thrusting. Kettlebell thrusting.
Blew out his hamstring.
Women, wear what you want to wear at the club. Not the club.
Exactly. Man, I'll be like, Goose, where you going? Club? Gym?
I'm telling on some guys. They like, can you shut up, man?
You telling on you? Go ahead,
okay.
Man.
All right. Since we talking about having things on off and on our bodies and chest and all that, they hints towards sexuality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how about... they call her the glamorous Missouri teacher because she's a fine, like she's a beautiful teacher, high school teacher. And she's been having sex with her 16-year-old student. Her name is Haley Carmack. All right. And she's having sex with her 16-year-old student. The student, though, goes home, tells his dad, "Dad, I'm knocking down my teacher, and she's a beautiful teacher." Dad looks into the situation and says, "Son, keep doing your thing." They even got to the point where the teacher and the student was having sex in the school, and they were using other students as lookouts. Crazy. You talking about, where is this teacher's, like, crazy?
That's my question. Is this in Florida?
In Missouri.
Oh.
Crazy, number one, crazy. Obviously, she's a teacher. Too crazy, the dude is 16, smashing his teacher. Three, y'all ain't even hiding the fact that you're doing it. The crazy fact that you think other students are just going to keep this on the hush. What? How crazy are you?
You're right, Aaliyah, my bad.
My question, though, you got four boys. They come home, 16 years old. Dad, you know, my teacher that be wearing those wedge pants at the gym. You know who I'm talking about. I'm breaking.
The one your Uncle Greg was talking about, yeah.
With the Cookie Monster, yeah. I'm knocking it down, man. What you think about that? How would you react?
I'm treating this teacher the same way you would think I would treat a male teacher if this was happening with my daughter.
See, that puts me in a whole nother energy vibe.
Yeah, so let's switch it up. Because, like, people, like, the dad may be high-fiving the son. Horrible example. You got this grown woman taking your son down. That ain't cool with me. I don't care. If this was college, all right, you 18, 19, 20,
yeah,
do your thing. But you 16. Mm-hmm. This is a grown woman. Not say maybe she's a substitute and she's 18. I don't know. Doing an internship. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know. But a grown woman as a teacher coming in there doing this, you know, having sex with this 16-year-old, I'm flipping my shit. I'm going ape shit.
Yeah. Yeah. As a,
yes, I'm treating, like, imagine, not even me, Goose, your daughter comes home.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
She come home, 16 years old.
Over with.
Me and Mr. Smith had his thing going on, and it's been great.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. I wouldn't even, McKinley wouldn't even know, or Makai wouldn't even know that I'm angry, because I wouldn't want them forewarning anybody of anything. I would just show up at the school, and it'll be workout gloves with the brass knuckles inside the workout gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going
ham on you. Easy. And then I'm going to just leave you there in school, beat the fuck up. You have a good one now. And I know you know who I am. I ain't even got to say who I am.
Yeah.
You don't know. And then I'm going to leave it at that. I don't even... At that point, Mel would have to call the police to get him arrested. I wouldn't. I would handle it first. And then I say, all right, you can put him in jail or whatever. But his front two teeth, all his teeth, his nose is broken. I would get to the point where I'm snapping fingers. Bah, bah. You seen that?
No, what?
This guy caught the guy that raped his daughter in the convenience store. He knocked him out, and he grabbed each hand, and was just like, boom, breaking all his fingers.
Nah, I didn't see that. That's sweet justice.
Woo! Boy, I was like, ha! That's something I'd do. But every time I do it, though, I'd be like,
he used to be over here throwing up in the man's face.
This won't work.
No, it's like I can't promise you that I won't treat that teacher like she was a man.
Yeah.
I can't promise you that, you know, mess with my son now.
And in my opinion, the same charges that she get, the boy's daddy need to get too.
And that's what happened.
Because he let it go. He let it happen.
Yep.
He knew about it. He encouraged it.
Yep.
He need the same amount of time, if not more harsh.
He got arrested
because
as well.
The father, you need to, come on.
Yeah. He got arrested as well. They both got
allegedly,
arrested.
Allegedly
what?
Did all this happen? Is this?
This is true. This happened.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, and the father
what
got.
What do we say that should be alleged? I don't know.
Oh, allegedly us breaking people's fingers probably, but I would have no remorse though.
Yeah, that yeah, right there.
I go to jail for that one easy.
Yeah, now easy. Was there a couple teachers in high school? I'm like, man, Ms. Johnson, she fine.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. There was one teacher, oh my God, she was just so full of herself. She was a substitute. And we couldn't say anything to her. Everything you said to her, she thought you was trying to holler. So I used to work at this place called Garden Ridge back in the day. They sold everything from outdoor furniture to indoor furniture, candles. They sold pretty much everything except for food and clothes. Anything dealing with your home. Home decor and stuff. And I remember she was a substitute, but she wasn't, I don't think she ever was a substitute with one of my teachers, but I remember seeing her in school. So anybody came through there, I'm hooking them up. You come through my line. If I wasn't working my section and back end furniture, if I'm at the register, I know you. You getting all the discounts, and some of this stuff may even not get rung up. Allegedly, so she comes through whatever.
Amen. Thieving.
So I automatically I was like, hold on, we got some deals on this. Like you ain't got no thank you. I don't need that. No thank you. I was like, she was like, no, I don't want any favors from you. I want to be like. Kiss my ass.
I'm trying to steal
like,
you.
I'm like, truly, I do that for just random people anyway. But I'm like, yeah, I can discount all of this stuff.
Yeah.
No one he did. Then I seen her, like a couple weeks later, I seen her back at the school. She was like, hi, whatever. Like, okay. I'm like, hey, miss, I don't even remember what her name. I'm like, you just think you guys give to the world. Ain't there nobody want your punk ass?
I guess it might make them feel good about having little boys gawking over them or something. So that might be the whole situation.
But yeah, that's the situation right there.
I'm going to say the name of my teacher.
I don't know.
And I'm going to say, I ain't going to say the other one. But what was her name? Miss Nixon. She was a bad science teacher. And her personality was just like, man, this lady is nice. But there was a substitute teacher. She was our size in high school. She was a little short, petite.
It makes it even worse.
I mean, she looked like a student. And there was times where I personally was like, hold up. Was that? And it was, nah. Then the next day, hold on, she just grabbed my hand. Hold on, is this? Nah. Then I was on the wrestling team, and you run in the hallways after school. You know, teachers, they're late. You run, and y'all lock eyes, and it's like. And everybody, my last name being Goosby, I don't know what it. It's just all my teachers always, hey, Mr. Goosby. That's just how they approach. And she's, hey, Goosby. Hey, Mr. Goosby. And I'm like.
And this whole slow down, start
whole
running
scene
in slow motion.
Slow motion.
Little sweat dripping. Goose got that big ass head, no facial hair yet.
Did I give a?
He winked at her.
It could have went down. I didn't at that point in my life. I couldn't even fathom that happening with an adult.
Yeah,
like nah.
Yeah, we had one. That was middle school. I take it back. It was middle school.
Man, y'all let it early.
No. White lady, Miss Cassinger. Cold-blooded. Like, I'm talking about, we all used to clown around and act up. We all paid full attention in her class, everything she said. But it was also a personality.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember we in high school, we was like, man, you think Miss Cassinger's still over there in the middle school?
Going over We driving now.
Yeah.
Take us some lunch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, yeah, I'm catching a case if they catch me.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about, you know, sex and all this other stuff, there's a study, guys. There's another study that was done that says masturbating reduces prostate cancer in men by 20 or 36%, something like that. So, fellas, keep up the good work.
I have a more detailed version of that. I did read an article. I was telling Goose, I did remember reading the article. This is a couple years ago. They said the more a man ejaculates, he reduces his risk of getting prostate cancer. And then the study says something like 27 times a month, which is basically every day. You might get to rest a day or two. Yeah, you just going to have prostate cancer. It ain't happening.
Keep up the good work, fellas. You got to get it in.
You're like, you know what? I'll take my chances. I need a break today.
Your forearm going to be bigger than barrel.
Y'all want to look. I'm laughing.
Popeye the Sailor Man, boy. Your forearm going to be huge. Whoa, it's time to get it.
You're like, you left-handed, ain't you?
Yeah. Grip strength like picking up bowling balls with no holes in them. Just man.
Sorry, Kennedy. He brought this up.
Whew. Oh, man. Can you 27 every day? That means you got a good heart. Your blood pumping.
Hopefully.
He'll be drained by going to work.
Yeah, he got no energy for nothing else.
What's happening? Okay. Anyway, like I said, keep up the good work. Reduce that prostate cancer. I don't know any other way. My dad had prostate cancer.
Mine did too.
So we should take heed to this
information. It's not hereditary.
Okay.
Colon cancer is.
Okay.
But not prostate. But still, get yourself checked out and do your part.
This other comment I'm going to leave alone because it's kind of nasty. So I'll say that for
Thank you, Goose.
Time. Yeah, man. We were talking about Gen Zers. And I saw this comment on the internet again that Gen Zers, I don't even know what age group that is. Do you know, Kennedy? Gen Zers.
Yeah, they don't pay no attention to none of these generational names and titles, and I hate it all. Every time they be like, "What generation are you?" Man, I'm 41, about to be 42. Hell.
Yeah. Whatever that.
Like,
whatever,
I hate all those categories. That's the wrong word.
12 to 27,
1997 to 2012.
And then they got to come up with sub generations because this is like, I didn't understand the gap. Like, I was born in 82, and I think I'm a millennial. What are you? I think Josh is a millennial. I'm like, we have
that's nowhere
nothing in like common. Nothing in common.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh well, you gen millennial geriatric, and he's a X. Why? I'm like, this shit is stupid. Why does anybody pay attention to any of this?
I'm an 80s baby. He's a 90s baby. He's a 2000 baby, 2001 baby. That's
simple as that.
Simple as that.
And then they try
anyway.
You do that because you would. No. It's got you. Where you from? Where you were raised? Your culture? Yeah. That makes sense. But this whole generation, man, get out of here.
Well, these Gen Zers are bringing parents to their job interviews. So, yes, y'all, like, literally going to a job interview, and it's like, Mom, can you sit in on my job interview? Me, personally, as the interviewer, I would tell them to leave.
I'm like, is this heifer going to work here, or are you working here?
I mean, both of them would have to go. I'd be like, oh, I'm not working with your ass. If you got enough balls to bring your mama to work.
I would interview them just to drag them through it. Yeah. By themselves. It's like, no, you got to leave, but you going to stay. You going to catch all this heat from this interview.
Yeah, you got to ask. So do you have enough confidence to be in the store by yourself, or will you have your mom with you? No? Oh, okay. How about going to the restroom? Do you hold your own penis, or does she hold your penis? Do you wipe your ass, or does she wipe your ass? Mom, you want to jump in? Huh? Get the hell out of my damn mouth. The hell?
Both y'all get the hell out. Nah, that's ridiculous. Look, and that's...
How does that even come about?
I don't even know how that's even allowed. That's crazy. I never even heard of that. But this is the thing I will say. So the last company I worked for, I was one of the older people in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always hear about these things with the young... Hold up real quick. So before we started recording, Goose asked Kennedy... What did you ask her?
No, I asked her, was she a Gen Z or what? GZ? What is she? And yeah. She was like, I'm old enough to remember VHS tapes.
He said, you don't remember no VHS tapes. What you talking about? That's how you know you're getting up there in age, when don't nobody younger than you know nothing about nothing. But
she
is.
She don't know about no VHS. She lying. She talking about... And she 25, I remember VHS. You don't remember no VHS.
We do the same thing to Josh. Josh, you don't remember no rotary phones. Shut up, get out of here. You don't know nothing about that. Like, Josh, like, I grew up, we had the...
Blockbuster.
I remember going, you don't know nothing about no block.
I rented movies from Blockbuster. I'm like, no, you didn't.
I remember going through it. Like, my dad, we had a conversation. End up going into an argument. Somebody said something. I was like, yeah, I remember Happy Days, blah, blah, blah. Boy, you ain't never seen no watch no Happy Days. I said, I did. He said, you may have seen reruns. They were still making the episodes when I was young. Like, woo! Couldn't convince him. But anyway, what was I saying about these kids? Oh. Told you, we old. Y'all see this gray?
Dang,
nah,
what did
so
you say?
The last company...
I
was one of the older people in the office. And, you know, I was a lot of people coming in, these interns. They would be interns over the summer. And then, you know, if the company liked them, they would hire them on full time. Very good opportunity. Like, the company does great things for young people in their careers. Like, you can make a lot of money, be very successful. But I would see these kids come in, and they would be, you know, fresh out of college, maybe a year or two out of college, found this company. Started working for them, and I would see the hustle that they had, and it didn't match up with any of the stereotypes that I was hearing about this younger generation. I'm like, no, these kids are some go-getters. Like, they come every now and then. I pop up on a weekend, just randomly, like on a Saturday morning. They in there working, just getting things ready for next week. So it geared me to not be believing like that. I it's crazy that that's actually happened. But if it is going that bad, I have to also believe that, you know, we as this generation and the older generation is leaving our future to a strong generation of people. You know what I'm saying? There got to be some.
There are some. But you see that Ariana says that's happened to her.
Had they brought their parents on an interview.
Yeah.
That child. What? What did you do?
Yes. So this has happened.
No, Ariana, I want to tell us what you did. You let their parent sit in on that interview?
Yeah, she said I had the parent sit in on the interview with their child.
Oh, you had them then? I thought they came in.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you better than me. HR would have been talking to me. You didn't have to talk to that child and that parent. I remember I had a job. I wasn't even old enough to work. I lied and told them my age, and I thought they had to find out because this was for Subway. I wasn't old enough to be working there yet. I don't think. 15? You ain't supposed to be working.
At Tank walked in there.
14?
14, 6'7". I'm 28. That's crazy, though, that this is happening. It's crazy that the parent agrees to do it. It's just baffling, man.
Yeah, Amelia said it's like a lot of people, these things that happen, and a lot of times people want to blanket an entire like millennials do this. It's like, I'm 42. I'm considered a quote unquote millennial.
Oh.
I have nothing in common with Josh. We don't like the same music. We went in school the same time. Mm. Like, I remember there was no internet.
Yeah.
You don't remember that, do you? Josh don't remember what.
Go ahead and lock in. I remember dial-up. I remember this, that, and all. You don't
Goose be that. Mad that she she old enough to remember stuff. But it's like, I don't, that's why it's like, oh, y'all on a, that's why I don't pay no attention to the whole millennial, the generation stuff. You are however old you are. It's like, it doesn't apply to, I don't know, it just don't apply to most things for me.
Well, you do see this, this life is changing, and it's changing because of the new generation. So
yeah, the technology, like, yeah.
Not even the technology, but going into work, people, hey, I need my time. I need my breaks. I'm not working here. I'm not, you and me will go overtime. Hey, I need to do this. I need to do that. You're going to crawl underneath here. You're going to go over expectations. Hey, we need to tighten this. Hey, this is too, you would figure out how to fix something if it broke everything in your bone. Like, I got to do this. Now it's more like, I'm not breaking a nail. I'm not saying breaking a nail, because women only break nails. Men break nails too. I'm not going to go over and beyond this type of work. There's no more cowboy, hey, we got to get it done. Ain't no more of that. It's, hey, man, let's go get like 15 more guys to help us pick up this couch, right? Right? Because I don't want to hurt my back. You don't want to hurt yours. We need to recruit 15. Like, look, man, it's a light couch. No. We need to learn how to ask for help. for help. Matter of fact, call your mom and your dad and have them sit in on the interview.
All right.
That's generations are becoming softer. It's obvious when you go into the workforce. People, everybody is, you know what? It's okay. Everybody, however you feel matters. And whatever you are, you are. Keep up the good work.
All right. I was going to say I disagree, because I've seen the younger generation and their work ethic when it comes to getting stuff done. This is what I will say.
I'm not blanking everybody, but go ahead.
Yeah, you just said the younger generations are getting softer.
Oh, okay. They're getting the jobs are caring, or somewhat caring about people's work-life balance. And
bullshit. They say they are.
Their mental stability.
They say they are. They don't mean that shit.
But what I'm saying, everything is.
It's a good statement to make at the company meeting, but that ain't on that bullshit.
You have to consider people's feelings a lot more now than you ever have.
So this is what I will say. Through history of, like, so that same company I was at, like, everybody was basically had to be on top of safety, because it was also construction. We was all the whole aspect, budgeting, safety, quality control, actual construction and oversight of contractors. Company does it all. So what I will say is, with the way the companies have to adjust themselves, is now it's a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go and lift something heavy no more, because that's why our parents all broke down and injured. That's why companies was losing hundreds of millions of dollars, because people were doing things that weren't safe. So it's just like, your absolute last result is to get on a ladder. If there's a lift, you use a lift. If there's a scaffold to build a platform to do that work, you do that. The ladder is the absolute last source. So they started working smarter is what it was, because a lot of things, like people say, people fall behind when they don't roll with technology. It's like a lot of kids, they'll say, oh, they don't know how to do this, this, and that. They just pick up their phone and look it up. It's just like, well, we did things that our, we had things that our parents didn't have access to. Mm-hmm. And that's now the way of the way things go. It's like technology. If you can't use technology to your benefit, then what's the point?
See what happened there? We talked things out, and now my perspective has changed. That was good.
I wouldn't try changing perspective.
No, but that's good. Yeah. See, this is another thing you, especially men, have to learn. You have to be able to learn how to listen and then understand when somebody, this is why I like talking to my wife, because you broke that down, and that's right. That is right, because
and men, we don't be listening.
We don't.
We struggle.
Because on a ladder, I would, if I'm at the house, or even if I was at the job, if I had to change a bulb and all I had to do is step on top of the last step that says do not stand on.
This is not a step.
It says, literally.
How many times have you stood up there?
Every time. Every freaking time.
Oh, you get
kicked off. And luckily, I never fail. But just imagine if I did, whatever type of claim or insurance claim they would have to spend all that money on getting me fixed, mm-hmm. versus me asking for help or getting a lift. Mm-hmm. Now, me, I'm looking at the new worker, man, just step up there. And I'm like, no. The new guy, the smart guy, the Gen Zer, is like, let's get a lift, man. And we can change all these lights.
Yeah, big bull.
Safely.
Young bull, old bull.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Reverse. Nah, you would get kicked out. You would get kicked out of the job. If I walk around the corner, I see you standing on it, come down.
Mm.
I'm calling your supervisor. You out for the week. Mm. I don't care where you go, but you can't come here. Because it's like, this is my area. I'm over this. This dude done failed, hurt himself.
Mm.
What was he doing? Where was you at, Marcus?
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because shit going to run downhill.
When I worked at the Georgia World Congress Center, we got on lifts, and we'll be up 20
oh,
feet.
Oh, I hate them boom lifts.
Yeah, we'll be on the boom lifts, 20 feet high.
Ooh, I hate it.
30 feet high, working on HVAC water coils and all that other bull. But every time we was on there, we was supposed to have this harness,
mm-hmm.
and the harness is supposed to be clipped to a certain part of the lift.
Yeah.
And if, what's that dude? I forgot the inspector name. But he just walk around, and you'll be up there. And he is, come on down.
Come on down, yep.
Come on down.
See, we all have that responsibility.
You go home. You go home. So, and you might be the only person. He might be the only person that know how to work on this piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Like, you going to send him home? You got to go.
Now you messing with money. Yeah, all of that weight follows. Yeah. That's how they change the whole construction game.
So, yeah. You know?
But that's just construction.
New generation, y'all ain't soft, man. Y'all just working smart.
Nah, a lot of them soft.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, keep up the good work. That's my theme for the day. We were talking about training, basically. Mm-hmm. Safety training and all that.
Yeah.
Where did y'all know?
Y'all see how you trying to... Hey, to weave in these topics.
Yeah, we working it in there. Did you all know, I don't know how often they do this, but FEMA is now training people on blackouts and mall shooting emergencies. I didn't know FEMA did that. And the purpose behind me saying this is because these companies do this because they want you to be prepared,
mm-hmm.
as if it's going to happen. So all I see now and all I hear is this big blackout's going to happen, or somebody's going to hit us with, what's that?
MPG.
MPG that knocks out all the electrical.
Magnetic
and,
pulse.
Airplanes going to fall out the sky and all that other crazy. That, yeah, hey. I'd be on tour, man.
Again. Greg's Now, I can't speak to the blackout thing, but the mall shooting, I think that's long overdue. Like, I got one of my friends, he's about to retire now. He's very high up in the fire department. And I remember him telling me he had to go to – he spent some time in San Bernardino out here in California, but he also went to Area 51 to do this disaster, like chemical disaster training or whatever for your fire department, in case there's like basically an enormous either chemical spill or attack. And this was years, this was a long time ago they were doing this. So I don't know how long they've been like spreading, they've been training for stuff like this without the news spreading of them doing it. Maybe they do it to, you know, keep people calm. They don't tell people, because I know he told me and it wasn't like this top secret, but it's like, I know this wasn't, you know, a known thing. It was like, oh, fire departments be like sending people out for these type of disaster trainings. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, as far as the mall shootings and mass shootings, that's long overdue. FEMA behind the ball on that.
Yeah. I think
EMP. Electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
Did I say MPG?
MPG.
That's a rocket. That's a rocket launch. That's a grenade launcher.
It's a grenade, ain't it?
Rocket propelled grenade, isn't it? RPG. EMP. Thank you,
MJG. Javi. God damn. I hope none of this.
MJG.
Yeah. Obviously, mall shootings have happened. I hope they never happen again. I hope this MPG, MJG,
EMP.
EMP. I hope this stuff never happens.
See, my phone always sends me stuff that it's going to be a solar flare that's going to act. It's basically a EMP. It's going to knock out all the, because I'd be looking at space stuff. So it's always a solar flare from the sun's going to hit this week and might not. I'm like, no, it's not.
And you seen the sun has a hole in it?
The sun's always had holes in it.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not a hole. It's just a cooler spot that looks like a hole. So they say it's a hole.
Oh, damn. Okay. That's interesting. It's a cooler spot. Yeah. So it's not a hole. It's just like.
Yeah, it shows up dark on the radars and stuff and the thermal because it's not as hot as the surrounding areas.
Well, damn. Okay. I hope it never happens because I be in the air a lot and don't nobody survive no airplane crash, okay?
Nah.
And why haven't they developed something to where if an airplane, some type of emergency parachute, like why is it just,
oh, wow,
if an airplane go down, you just done. It should be something.
Ain't no airbags, ain't no money. They don't want to pay money for that.
It's probably
heavy. There's not enough airplane accidents for them to care about trying to put in safety protocols if this plane goes down, other than that little 1950s seatbelt.
Then they be telling you to have a seatbelt on. Well, that's just for turbulence, I guess.
That's just to keep the body in the seat so the fire department can go through and count. Like seatbelts back in the day. That's what they say about old school cars. It's just to keep the body with the car. That's all it's simple. You got this metal steering wheel and this strap going across your belt, your waist.
Dang. I'm going to be paranoid, man. Moving on. I ain't got no segue for this one. But these electric cars that I've been telling y'all are some shit. Electric cars, there's so many things that's going to come with electric cars. One, the electric car industry, they're going to control where you can go, where you can't go, how far you can go, just because it's electrical. They're going to be able to tap into your shit. But set that to the side. This cold weather has caused these electrical cars to not work as efficient as they're supposed to. So come to find out, the cold weather is causing electrical cars not to go as far as they should. They can't charge as good as they're supposed to. And the charging stations are not keeping up with the weather. So you have lines of cars dying at car stations, charging stations, and they're just becoming like parking lots full of dead vehicles.
Yeah. No, this ain't this is like it was already gonna be a problem. Like this is they've known that this is possible. This happens with in colder climates with cars. It's just the amount of electric cars now is like like, cause this is what confused me with the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. You remember back in the day, what you do to recharge your battery? You used to put them in the freezer.
Yep.
Like, oh, it'd take it back to about 50% now. Mm-hmm. I can use this battery even more. Even with gas cars, I know my old school cars, they run a whole lot better when it's cooler outside.
Yep.
Even now, yeah, the cars be running better when it's cool because heat, you know, uses up energy. You know, the more heat you got, the less energy you have. You lose energy through heat. So I would think with the battery, I'm like, oh, okay, the battery's going to run. But this, I guess the fluid, the chemical in the battery, it ain't nothing but AA batteries hooked up in series parallel. Like, yeah. For real, it's just the banks and banks of AA batteries hooked up in series parallel or C batteries or whatever. Lithium ion, whatever they are. I don't understand. I don't know why it does it. Maybe, do we got to, could y'all be doing everything?
Oh, yeah, we probably got a Tesla.
So we probably got a battery engineer up in here in Patreon right now. But I know because they discovered it with the Ford Lightning pickup truck. They realized in colder climates it wasn't going to do well. The Hummer, also with the Tesla, they knew that the capacity drops horribly and it doesn't perform as well. The thing is electric motors have been around for 100 years, longer. It ain't the electric car, it's the technology connected that they have with the electric car is the problem.
Mm.
Like, that'd be the downfall of the whole thing.
But when you think, well, I ain't purchased one, so I don't even know if they let the owners or the people, hey, letting you know, we live in a cold.
Salesmen don't know.
It's just
a salesman, they don't know.
But this is the type of information you're supposed to let people know about. It gets below zero where I live. We both, me and my wife, just turned in our gas vehicles for this electric vehicle.
They are salesmen.
And you going to tell me, and you ain't going to tell me.
Are you going, as a dope boy, are you going to tell your client that this could possibly kill him?
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
But I ain't a
dope boy, and I don't sell bad drugs or bad vehicles.
Only good drugs.
And good vehicles. And I'm going to tell you how they going to work and how to take them.
No, that's the thing. It's like, that's not their job. They're not going to tell anybody the cons of buying this vehicle. You know, that Harley Davidson ain't telling people, hey, you know that there's an 80% chance if you get into a wreck on this, you're going to die. They ain't telling them that. They ain't be like, hey, you don't know how to ride a motorcycle? We got a riding school right behind the thing. You can be good.
That's that bull. Also, the cost of the batteries. This guy went and he took his Hyundai Ioniq, to the dealership to get it replaced, and they charged him $50,000 for the battery.
You're gonna say the car didn't cost that
he
much?
He paid $30,000 for the car.
Oh, for real? I'm like, them cars don't cost that much. $50,000, that's crazy.
No, the battery is $50,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he paid $30,000 for the vehicle. Why have an electrical vehicle, man?
But
get rid of them damn things. They burn up.
So have gas cars. I'm not going against you on the whole electric car, because I'm not. But this was, it seemed like an isolated incident when you told me, you said he went up, it was at 160,000 miles.
Yeah.
He
drove it. The warranty on the vehicle expired after 160,000 miles. So he drove 160,000 miles. I think within 2 years, I want to say, he might be like an Uber driver or something.
Yeah. But any car, mm-hmm. there's not a car you can buy that brand new,
mm-hmm.
you put 160,000 miles on it, that's going to be covered under warranty. Not a brand new car. In two years, that ain't happening.
Well, whether it's under warranty or not,
Toyota ain't doing that.
The cost of the battery, damn it.
No, that was a ripoff.
You go blow the motor in any car, I would assume 10 to 20 grand for a brand new motor to be put into your vehicle.
What about in transmission?
including the transmission.
Oh, that would come real cheap.
That's coming in to
go. Nah, it ain't either. Not in no 10 or 20.
What?
That's going to be more than that.
$50,000 for a battery.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
It's crazy. For a, man.
He should have got an extended warranty. I don't know if you can do
he
that.
He should have got a gas-powered vehicle. And
but if his engine went out at 160,000 miles, he still got to buy a new one, a new engine. They ain't, that's not going to be covered if he bought it brand new.
Not for $50,000.
Now, $50,000, that's ridiculous.
Stop fighting.
But I'm not fighting you. But here's the thing. There's a lot of electric cars out there, but they're not common enough yet. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember LEDs used to be extremely expensive?
Yep.
Now they cheap because they mass produced. Mm-hmm. Electric cars and these batteries ain't produced on that level yet, so stuff's going to be expensive. Mm. Once it's the majority, it'll be a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah. I still say electric cars are just, they're not,
it's still new.
It's still new, but it's only going to get, they're going to get better, but they're going to get better at everything. Tracking you, controlling you. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy because now.
They're doing it with. Not even electric cars now.
I know. They do it with the little scooters.
That's because you don't own that.
But what I'm saying, though, that technology where I don't know if I said it on this podcast or not, but we was at a college campus.
Stop recording.
Did it stop recording or did we never press
record? No, I pressed record.
I don't think we ever pressed record. Did
we was because I was watching the time.
Oh. So what now?
Press record again. Damn it.
Or the battery.
Oh, the stupid car failed. Look. Mm. Oh, the car is full.
Hell no. When it stopped, though, that's the question.
I don't know. I have to listen to it to see.
All right, so how did. Damn.
You can enhance the audio on this one.
Oh, we probably can.
This ain't recording. Let's just get going to that.
Shit.
But your lives go up to YouTube. You can take them down, right?
Yeah, they do go up to YouTube. This will be on Patreon.
You just download it and then.
Then just make it what I can.
Yeah.
All right. So keep it going, Goose.
Y'all.
Well, hell, we don't need this no more.
No.
We don't need this.
What was I saying?
We was close to an hour, so we got most of it.
Okay. I was saying the car before you said what you
said. Oh, yeah, she said.
You could track everyone.
Yeah. Oh, so I was on a college campus, and we had to go through the college campus to get to the venue. So everybody else drove on Ubers, and I'm like, shoot, I just ride this bird through the college campus. Went through there. As soon as I hit a certain section, that thing went down to like 1 mile per hour. Just, it would not go. It wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I left the bird where it was. I'm walking away from it. They done, the app says, beep, beep. It alerts me. You can't leave it here in this vicinity. And a map pops up to where I can leave. The bird. So I had to get the bird, take it out of this
bird is the word.
I had to take it out of this vicinity on the map and put it in the right area. And then I was able to walk off and then, you know, it stopped charging me. So I can only imagine with the vehicle, they're going to say, you've reached your limit today. You need to find another way of transportation. You've driven this long or driven this much. There's a warrant out for your arrest. Lock the doors and just drive you straight to the police station.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Minority Report.
I'm fully in support.
This is going
no
to
more
happen.
Street racing.
This is crazy. What? That's good. That's what I'm saying. It's but, only going to get better. But then it's like, nigga, what? I stepped into my vehicle and you mistaking me for somebody else? or you miss, or I'm in my wife's vehicle, she got the warrant.
Demolition man.
I'm in my partner car, he got the warrant.
Yeah, you shouldn't be associated with those people. You know mail sell drugs.
Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a nice. I'm out of topics anyway.
I get what you're saying. Like right now, I don't know if BMW got rid of it. They had where a lot of their features on one of their newest cars was all subscription based, like literally like the radio and AC. So yeah. You buy this expensive ass car. Mm-hmm. I think they had to take it down because everybody was like, bullshit, we not doing it. But some technology on cars, like we got people, you got these, the chargers, the Teslas, all these cars is going extremely fast. Tesla passed me the other day on the interstate. A Tesla and a Charger were racing. I know they had to be doing 130. Easy. And I'm like, that right there, if them fools were to kill themselves, as long as didn't nobody else get hurt, I wouldn't give a damn. I'd be a little happy about it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're putting lives in danger doing that. But that stuff, you shouldn't be able to do that. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's like, you're not allowed to travel anywhere legally at 130 miles an hour. So why is your car capable of doing it?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, what you was talking about with control, look, I got two old schools. Look, the Mustang right now ain't running, but I know what's wrong with it. I can order those parts, can put that in the car, and I can keep going. Not a computer involved. Mm-hmm. Other than my phone, looking up the part number to order it. So, yeah.
Pros and cons to it. I guess if you're not doing anything illegal or wrong, electric vehicle, you ain't got nothing to worry about other than being tracked. And if you ain't doing nothing wrong, hey, whatever.
They already tracking.
I know they already tracking me. I'm just talking about me being there. If this could stop me from moving.
It can. That was the COVID shot.
They got it.
It's the leak.
We all doomed,
it sinked, man. It
sinked
up.
That's what I'm saying. We doomed, y'all. We screwed up. You got the aliens coming down.
Yeah. They made a cake, apparently.
They in Miami.
they got sticks. They shopping at the Gap.
Yeah. Amon Green size aliens. Then you got the little small. That little small.
Yeah, the one made a cake.
Yeah. Dang, we screwed up, man.
Goose go, let them know what they can find. I don't know where we at on time, y'all, because the damn thing stopped recording.
Yeah, so 7 minutes.
So I apologize if it's the latter end of this sounds weird. I don't know what happened. Go ahead, Goose.
Well, we do know the SD card got pulled. Yeah. You can catch your boy at GOOLZBY on IG, Building with Goose on YouTube, and my wife at Underrepped. Underreported on YouTube, and I'm a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but on TikTok.
Absolutely, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, and TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And yeah, y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And it was one more thing. Make sure y'all check out Mommy Confessions is coming back. They already started recording over on That Chick Angel TV. And until next time, fam, if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Again, I apologize for the sound. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. Till next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.